Composers in the Classroom is a project that performs the remarkable feat of giving students at 10 Irish schools direct insight into the fact that some composers are actually alive. For Composers in the Classroom, leading composers travel to schools around the island to coach students in the creative process of composing for choir, while singers from Chamber Choir Ireland follow the same path offering the performers take. The new student compositions are then recorded by Chamber Choir Ireland and a selection sung by the choir in a gala performance. This year, the concert took place as part of the New Music Dublin Festival, where Culture Files' Áine Gallagher went to hear from those behind the project, as well as composers young and younger.
When I think of composers a lot, I think of like Mozart and Bach, and then that would make you think like it's really hard to do, but then once you try it, it's actually not. It's very fun and easy enough, yeah.
Even since I started this program, like, I've really had loads of like streams of ideas come in even now.
My name is Madela Hollywood. I'm Chief Executive of Chamber Choir Ireland, and today we're here for the final gala performance of our Composers in the Classroom series, which is the culmination of about 4 months' work in 10 schools around Ireland. So what we do is we send a team of established composers from around Ireland to 10 schools. They have 4 sessions in each school where they work with about 5 students in each school to create new choral works for Chamber Choir Ireland to perform. After that, each school comes here to the National Concert Hall and we rehearse and record every single piece that was written. So this year it's 46 pieces, which is no mean feat in a week. But the students have the opportunity to engage with the singers, engage with the conductor, and really get what they want out of the piece.
My name is Owen Desmond. I am a baritone with Chamber Choir Ireland and a visiting composer with Composers in the Classroom. I had my first piece premiered at the age of 16 as a composer in the classroom by Chamber Choir Ireland a number of years ago. It's fantastic to be able to come back to the project. It's been really great over the last 3 years since it was brought back to see an actual increase in standards over the course of the 3 years as the Chamber Choir have sort of refined the process of starting with the students and then bringing the pieces to fruition. And also for me, this is my second year teaching and it's definitely a learning experience. You know, you go in for the first time to a bunch of kids who really are composing for the first time, and to get them from never having written a piece to having written a piece over the course of 4 sessions is, it's quite an undertaking and very satisfying. We only sing about a third to a half of the pieces in the gala concert. Generally speaking, people are engaging with a more conservative tonal idiom just because that's kind of an easier way to start out. But within that, you get a real variety from people who quite obviously have sung a lot of classical choral music, Bruckner, Renaissance polyphony, up to, there was a piece in this concert called The Moon, and we started kind of affectionately calling it The Moon by Tiesto because it's got a real like dance kind of trance feel to it. And then also pieces that do kind of start to push the boundaries of what you can do. We had a great piece in which we had to evoke what was described as a violent storm with sort of vocal effects and so on. So a huge variety, really imaginative spread.
My name is Elizabeth Hilliard. I'm a soprano from Dublin. I work a lot with new music. I sing a lot of music by living composers, and more recently I have been starting conducting smaller groups. And this is my second time conducting Chamber Choir Ireland. I facilitated workshops with the students on their pieces, finding out about what was their inspiration for each piece and fine-tuning our interpretation as they would like it to be. They'd already worked with composers, helping them to write the piece and, you know, how to go about writing a piece for choir. And then when the piece was written, we were looking at, in terms of from a singer, how to make it the most easy for a singer to read that piece of music.
Oh,
I had been involved in music from the age of about 4, and it was always something I wanted to do, but actually having a piece premiered by the National Chamber Choir, as it was called then, gave me a real confidence boost and a kind of a, you know, an idea of how things can come about. I had sort of notions of composing before then. That was the first time I wrote a piece and had it workshopped and rehearsed and performed. And I went home and immediately started writing another piece, which my school choir performed in the Cork Choral Festival. I just started writing a lot of choral music, and I've kind of never looked back since then.
For some of these people, they'd already written pieces before. Some of them may go on to write loads and loads of pieces. And some of them, this might be their only time to write a piece of music. But I hope it opens their eyes to the world of composition that's out there, and that new music is a living art form. I mean, when I was growing up in theory classes, composers were definitely dead and also foreign and definitely men. So yeah, it's been good for them to see that there is like a huge amount of people working in Ireland as composers.
I think that's the surprising thing that has come out of it, is just the inspirational aspect of this is an option. And it might not be to be a composer, but it's to see that there are actually people making a living as singers, as professional singers, you know, that this world of professional music exists that they could be part of.
Yeah, this is my first experience writing any music at all. So it was really interesting. I really, really enjoyed it. Like, I would have tried to do a little bit at home myself before, but I never really got anywhere with it. So the initiative was a good thing to motivate me to actually write something, you know.
Being in there and actually seeing the full thing come together, everyone all dressed up and the full audience there and the lights, it's just really special. I really enjoyed it.
Áine Gallagher there, reporting from this year's Composers in the Classroom concert at the NCH Dublin.